Dan Jackson, W266DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. President Biden is at the G7 summit in Japan, where he told reporters he's optimistic about a deal here at home for raising the nation's debt ceiling.
I still believe we'll be able to avoid a default and we'll get something decent done.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy doesn't seem as upbeat about the prospects for a deal.
We've got to get movement by the White House, and we don't have any movement yet.
The deadline to reach an agreement is June 1st, or the nation risks default on its debt. The Nebraska State Legislature has passed a bill that combines a 12-week abortion ban with restrictions on gender-affirming care for minors. KMTV's Alex Whitney was at the state capitol when the votes were cast.
There hasn't been a bill with a bigger impact this session than LB 574, the controversial bill that looks to ban gender-affirming care and abortion, brought hundreds of protesters to the capitol. But despite the pleas from those protesters, doctors, and businesses alike, the legislature would vote to pass the controversial bill.
No bail for the Air National Guardsman as he awaits trial in that leaked documents case. CBS's Bradley Blackburn has that story.
A federal judge ruled that a Massachusetts Air National Guard member accused of leaking highly classified military documents will remain behind bars while he awaits trial. He faces charges under the Espionage Act. The Air Force National Guard IT specialist is accused of sharing secret military documents in a chat room on the Discord social media platform.
A police officer has been arrested on charges of lying about leaking confidential information to the leader of the far-right group, the Proud Boys.
This officer was arrested for not just lying, but obstructing an investigation after the Proud Boys destroyed a Black Lives Matter banner in the nation's capital. Shane Lamond of the Metropolitan Police Department allegedly warned the group's leader that there was an arrest warrant out for him.
That's CBS's Cammy McCormick. The Treasury Secretary has a frank conversation with some of the nation's leading bankers. Here's CBS's Jason Brooks.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen reportedly told the CEOs of the nation's biggest banks in a closed-door meeting that more bank mergers may be needed following the failures of SVB, Signature, and First Republic.
Some new thinking out there when it comes to diet advice.
There's mounting evidence that people respond differently to food given differences in biology, lifestyle, and gut microbiomes. And that traditional one-size-fits-all nutrition advice is no longer as useful. The National Institutes of Health has started enrolling participants to take part in a study at 14 locations nationwide. Experts want to better understand how differences in biology, lifestyle, and environment can affect our health.
That's CBS's Jim Krasula, and this is CBS News.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Have fun on the lake this summer. Treat yourself and find the watercraft you want at Action Boathouse Showroom just south of 59 on 164 in Waukesha. Check out the fun and versatile Sea-Doo Switch with its powerful Rotex jet engine. Action Boathouse Showroom also has a selection of luxury fishing boats or pontoon boats from seven top USA manufacturers. The team at Action Boathouse Showroom is excited to help you launch into the sun this season and onto the lake. Action Boathouse Showroom, just north of 59 on 164 in Waukesha.
Hi, this is Lindsay Kynard at 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK The Shaw. Here are upcoming events happening in the area.
Celebrate Wisconsin Day in Chicago this Wednesday the 17th, presented by Visit Milwaukee at Union Station, featuring a beer garden, food beverages, and entertainment from 8 AM till 6 PM. Check out the Spring Sustainable Food Series on Thursday the 18th, presented by Urban Ecology Center at Riverside Park. It's free and runs from 6 until 8 PM. See the contenders at the Sharon Lynn Wilson Center in Brookfield on Friday the 19th. Call 262-781-9520 for tickets. On Saturday the 20th, enjoy the Armed Forces Day celebration at the Harley-Davidson Museum from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. And finally, enjoy Caribbean food and tropical drinks and music at Afro-Sosh Brunch this Sunday the 21st from 1 until 5 p.m. That's at North Water Street in Milwaukee.
If you have an event you'd like us to share, let me know. Email me, Lindsay Kynard, at info@civicmedia.us.
2020. That's the vision at Holtebeck Eye Center. At Holtebeck Eye Center, they provide the most professional and compassionate care in the industry, from your first call to follow-up after treatment. If you've been dreaming of seeing clearly again, Dr. Holtebeck can restore your vision with expert care and attention to issues like cataracts, glaucoma, and diabetes complications. You'll not only see better, but feel better too. Don't wait any longer. Improve your eyesight. Visit Holtebeck.com. That's Holtebeck.com. We're all familiar with the three what's. What is it? What can it do for me? And what does it cost? At Country Financial, we can help you find the answers with insurance coverage to help protect what's most important to you, all at a price you can afford. So while you're juggling work and kids while trying to keep an eye on your future, we'll make sure we're one of the first ones there when you need us most. What should you do next? Call Matthew Holbrook, your Country Financial representative, at 414-332-2137 and chat about your insurance needs today. 414-332-2137.
This is Mike Moen from Wisconsin News Connection. You may have heard my stories on Civic Media. Wisconsin News Connection is surveying listeners to learn how to better report on issues important to you. Go to WISNewsSurvey.com, fill it out, and you'll be entered to win a $50 Target gift card. Once again, WISNewsSurvey.com to help improve the news and enter to win a $50 Target gift card. Thanks, and we look forward to your response at WISNewsSurvey.com.
Feeling down, anxious, depressed? You are not alone. According to the World Health Organization, approximately 280 million people have depression. But
portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
You're listening to the best of Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. I'm your host, Wakunjahade, Distant Thunder. My colonized name is Robert Pilot. We discuss national and local Native American news and events. As we all know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
It's a good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut, he need cut again.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake. Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunjahade. Hey, Kutagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions, you are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot, and we discuss local and national Native news and events. And as you know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
This portion of the show is supported by MN350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice.
Hey, we have Nathan Wright on, and I can hear some birds in the background. This is awesome. Good sound effects, Nathan. Welcome to Native Roots Radio, and it's good to see you again. And wow, we have a lot to talk about. Welcome.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for having me, Robert. Yes, I'm in a beautiful area right now, right next to a spring-fed lake. As the weatherman mentioned, you guys are expecting some rain this evening over in Minnesota. Here in Michigan, we are expecting some too. I'm hoping that it keeps up. It had 100% chance of rain right about now, but it looks like we're just getting sprinkles, so we should be okay.
Yeah, you're coming in pretty clear. Let's talk Good. About what you're doing and why are you so close to that spring, and that's let our audience know. This is awesome to hear and what's going on. And I know Haley and Zoe really want to know and are excited to listen to what you have to say.
Absolutely. So as you know, I'm with Mackinac O'Day, and we're a water protector group, an environmentalist educator group, and we're based here in Michigan. And I've been doing this for the last 3 years. So there is a leader here from Harbor Springs. His name was Andrew Blackbird, and he wrote a book in the late 1800s. And in this book, he says this. I don't have it memorized too well, so I'm going to have to read from my little script. But he spoke in Old English. So this is what he said. Thou shalt immerse thy body into the lake or river at least 10 days in succession. In the early part of the spring of the year, that thy body may be strong and swift of foot to chase the game and on the war path. So this was the inspiration for doing this. As many people know, they've heard about cold water therapy. So basically, what I started doing, me and my friend Dan Hinman from Little Traverse Bay Band, is we started going in the cold water. Normally, it's done around May 1st. This year, because of the warm weather here, I got excited, as I typically do with things. And I said, well, I'm going to go out now because it's going to stay warm. It's going to stay 70, 80 degrees, right? That's what we all thought. We were tricked. And so I was doing this. By the third day, you know, things were going well, but then the temperatures dropped. Sometimes those temperatures got down to 34 was the coldest day, which meant the water temperature was somewhere between 32 and 34 degrees. This water might be even colder than that just because there's a spring. I don't think this part freezes over the winter time because of that spring. There's a spring literally right where all that wood is. That's why that wood is set up there, because there's a spring right there, and that's where I go. So that cold water is coming up from Mother Earth.
Wow. Now,
I've been doing this for 3 years. I don't recommend anyone just jump in and do this. This is not one of those things. I got a good, healthy body, and you know, I've been working on this, so I just want to say this disclaimer first. This isn't something that you guys see this. Don't go out and do it. One, I'm doing this too early right now, and it's just happened by accident. I don't know if I'm going to do this again. This is my 15th day of doing this. My body's very acclimated to it. However, it is still cold. And there's four reasons that I'm doing this. One, I'm doing this for the water, to raise awareness to the water. To raise awareness to the environmental issues that we face. Two, I'm doing it because I'm starting to run. I started to run 2 weeks ago. My first time for 4 miles was 39 minutes. I'm already down to 34. My average time throughout the year is 31 to 33 minutes for 4 miles. So I believe it's helped out with that. It's anti-inflammatory, it helps reduce inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
Three, I'm doing it to raise awareness to the Northwoods Nature Fest that we're having June 17th here in here in Indian River, Michigan. And then four, I'm doing it to bring this back. This is something I think our mindset has been, we can't do stuff like this. In a lot of ways, we have become soft, and it's not our fault. It's probably through colonialization, all that. So this is another return to our roots type thing. And I believe because we all need healthy soil, we all need fresh, clean water, we all need fresh, clean air, that if we have all these things and we incorporate them into our lives, like myself and many other people do, and many other people are trying to do, that we would be able to do this, all of us, with no problem. But it's the mindset. And so this is something I am exploring with me doing. This is the longest I've ever done it, 15 days. And it's just for those four reasons. Go ahead. I'm probably talking too much.
No, this is a talk show. It's perfect. I'm going to have Zoe and Haley ask you a quick question. But I was at a sunrise service in February, a Native American, I think February or March, Native American day here in Minnesota. And prior to that sunrise, there were four Native American women that I know who did go into the water. And I did not know the significance until you talked about this. Zoe, Haley, do you have anything to ask Nathan?
I think it's really incredible that you've been doing it for 15 days. I remember when I was in middle school, there was like a viral challenge going around. Like Haley, I don't know if you also did this, but it was like this, like,
was it the ice bucket challenge for like AS?
Ice bucket challenge. Yeah. Yes. So I did do that once and ran into the lake, but I could not imagine doing that for 5 days. So I'm curious about how you've kind of like trained yourself to be able to do this for so many days in a row.
Great question. I have to admit, when I first started doing it, it was, and we're going to do it, by the way, you know, let me know when we got a few minutes left, probably at the 4 minute range, if you guys don't mind.
Well, we'll do that second segment. We'll have you go into the water in the second segment.
Okay. Okay. That's cool. Cool. No problem. So first off, I've been doing it a couple years. I started doing it, I think it was like mid-May, the first year I did it. And I admit, when I came out of the water the first couple times, I shook. I was like, right now I'd be like this, you know, shaking really bad. And, you know, one thing I want to mention, if you do this and you're in the water and you start shaking, please get out. That's your body telling you it's time to get out. But as you acclimate to it, you can stay in the water a lot longer. You still have to be careful. You know, I am not out here to prove anything. I'm not. That's why we used to call this the cold water challenge. But, you know, there's a lot of that challenge word is used a lot on Facebook and social media. So we just decided to call. I decided to call it the experience because that's what it is. It's to me equivalent to a sweat. It's like going. It's the opposite though. It's not as hot, but you go into a sweat, and you know how when you come out you feel reborn. It's the exact same thing. I've had moments when I've witnessed cold water. I did not want to. I say two or three times I was like, man, it's windy again. The temperature's bad. The windshield factor is making the wind on my skin 29 degrees, but it was actually colder than that because I just went into the water. That's the air temp. But when you got water on your skin, that makes it even colder. I can't even find any tool out there to figure out what that temperature is. But before going in, multiple times I've said, I don't feel like doing this, but I know when I'm done, I'm going to feel awesome.
Hey, we're here with Nathan Wright, and we're talking about cold water therapy, and we're going to have Nathan go into the water and show this. So come on Facebook and YouTube, Native Roots Radio, and check it out. We'll be right back after this short break. Stay with us. Ho-wah.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn.
But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here!
Whoa! That was fast!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This segment of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Yes, it is. Hey, we're here with Nathan Wright here from Michigan, and one of our friends that comes on infrequently, but we love talking to Nathan. We're talking a little bit about cold water therapy, and Nathan, you're right next to water there. What are we going to do here? Water is life. Ho-wah.
Life, yes, absolutely. Well, let me set this up a bit. First off, my toes are cold right now. My feet are getting cold. That's how cold. So right now it's about 50 degrees out here. The last 2 weeks that I've been doing this, like I said, the temperature's been anywhere from 34 at the coldest to 75 at the warmest when I first started this out. I really thought for sure it was going to stay like that, but I was wrong. And me being stubborn, once I get into things, I continue them. So when I hit the 10-day period, which is what Andrew Blackbird had recommended, I decided to be stubborn again, and I'm just going to keep going. Plus, I want to see what happens. I want to see what happens after 30 days. So I want to talk about some of the things I'm going to experience before I get in, because I'm probably not going to be able to talk too much when I'm in there, and I can't wear the headphones while I'm in there. So if you guys have any questions, if you guys have any questions, you know, I can try to, but when I jump in, I tell you what, when I first go in, I'll wear the headphones. My wonderful child, DeWagon, is here helping me out. So they will hold the phone, and I could probably answer some initial questions. But
right on.
Okay, so right here, we have the spring here coming right out of Mother Earth. Spring-fed lake. Water temperature right now, anywhere from 32 to 34. It's definitely colder right there. I feel it. When I get over there, it's cold. The sand, when my feet touch the sand is actually very warm. The sand is warm to me. This is not the normal time of year to do this. I got 20% battery left. This is not the normal time of year to do this. I don't recommend anyone do this just right off the bat. You watch this video, don't sit there and go, I'm going to go jump in the water. I do this gradually. There are some I take my time just to be safe. Like I said, I don't have anything to prove. And yeah, that's it.
I like what you said, Nathan,
so
before
what I'm
you get
do
in.
Is I'm gonna...
Before you get in, Nathan, I like what you said earlier is that it's the opposite of a sweat. And I wonder if you could just, before you go in, just let our audience know what you meant by that. A lot of our white allies are listening to this show, too.
Sure. So it's like we're trained to think in our minds that warm heat is great. We you know, are the warmth of our mother when we're a baby, right?
Mm-hmm.
The warmth of the house when we walk in. We're taught nothing but how great heat is. But we're told like cold is bad. Cold is bad. And the funny thing is, whenever you get like an injury, one of the first things a doctor says is put cold on it, put heat on it. Put cold on it, put heat on it. It'll heal faster. That's pretty interesting because we don't probably do enough cold to flush out the things that are in our body. This also builds up immunity. It's been reported that it builds up your immune system as well. Now, that's something you'll have to, you know, read about yourself to figure that out. But for 3 years, I did not have COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm doing something. I'm doing some, you know, I'm a indigenous herbalist.
Yeah.
And I believe in a lot of our traditional ways. I've experienced them myself. I might have a different perspective than most people do. But I also believe what I'm doing is very, I try to closely align what I do in this modern world with what our ancestors did. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm not. I aim to be traditional, but I can't say I'm completely traditional because I'm not completely living traditional, but I'm trying to in this modern world. So that's Nathan, also what I like to say.
Nathan, are you my age? I'm 62. How old are you? You're younger than
I am. Not far behind you.
Okay.
Not far behind you.
Well, you're in great shape, and people that are listening to us, jump on our Facebook. We're about to see Nathan get into the springs here, and he's looking pretty buff.
Okay. Come on over here. Okay, you put that down. You hold on to this. You're going to have to get right here. I could take some questions.
Okay, he still has his headset on, Zoe.
Here, hold on.
Okay, this is like... Okay,
so I'm entering the water here.
This is historic for Native Roots Radio, is that we are going live into the cold water here with Nathan getting some cold water therapy like our relatives used to. Okay, Nathan.
Okay, that's good. All right.
You don't look cold.
This is the longest the cord is. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Your son's going to have to come out with you. Or your daughter, whoever's got the camera.
I don't think that's going to be possible. How much time do we got?
Well, we got a good 5 minutes. We can describe what you're doing. I think Zoe is good at describing. We could describe what you're doing and maybe unplug the headphones and maybe you'll be able to hear us from the camera.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. So any questions first before I unplug? Any questions,
Zoe,
first?
I know you got a question. I can see it in your... No, you don't? Okay, Zoe doesn't. Haley doesn't. We're just excited to see this.
Okay. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and unplug. Hopefully I'll hear you. I got like 10% battery left, so hopefully we can finish this. So let's go ahead and unplug.
We got 34 degrees temperature. The water is 34 degrees. And Nathan's going into the water right now. Trying to describe this, but he's frozen. Oh, we just lost Nathan.
Oh no.
Oh, no.
We were making history.
We just lost him. I hope one of those.
The water's too cold.
Sea monsters came and got him because I was one big bite.
I wonder if his phone died. He said he had 10%.
Right. And the colder it gets. But, you know, Zoe, I really hit home with me. And again, I saw some Native women, cold weather, like they do it a lot, go out and do this cold water therapy. And I didn't know it was a Native thing. Did you?
I didn't know that either. But I have heard of, at least in like the Navajo culture and Diné culture, they do snow baths, you know, at the first snow of the year. They go out and, you know, jump around in it if there's enough. So that's the closest thing I've heard of to what Nathan's doing. But it looks like he's coming back. Let's see.
Oh, there he is. Whoa, he's all wet.
Buffering.
Okay.
There he is.
Right. Oh, here we go.
Did you hear the eagle story?
Nathan, you're can you hear us? It's kind of frozen there. Can you hear us, Nathan? He's only got 10%. Well, we
hear you a little bit. You broke up a little bit.
Okay. You're totally submerged. How long do you stay in the water? Nina just asked that, which is a great question.
I haven't done
Did
it
you
yet.
Hear?
Can we still do it?
Yeah, go ahead. And then how long do you stay in
Can
when
we
you
still
do go
do
in?
It?
Yes, go ahead. So
just for a couple seconds.
Okay, just
but
for a couple seconds.
As soon as I come out, I have to drop.
Okay, as soon as he comes off, if you didn't hear, he has to dry, and that makes total sense. This is like historic, Zoe. I don't think we've ever done anything like this in 7 years. This is awesome.
I feel bad for our folks that aren't seeing this.
Well, he's at waist high. Now he's chest high. He's put both of his hands on top of his head, Zoe and Haley.
Almost full body dip.
Yeah. Well, let's see if he submerges. Let's see. No, not yet. Nina, one of our great
play by play.
Put wow. Well, we got to do a play by play. He's heading out towards the deeper end. And he still has his hands on top of his head. Haley, what do you think of this? This is like a great time to join Native Roots Radio, isn't it?
I am so, so excited to be seeing this. It makes me, you know, want to try it as well. But like you said, you got to ease into it and acclimate your body, you know. So you can
Well, I think you and Zoe should start a Native American Gen Z club to do this. And I would support that. You know, whether it was with resist t-shirts or whatever, but I would support that. And Nathan's trying to get back on. There he is. There he is. Nathan, can
you
hear us?
Did you hear the part where I went under?
No, we missed that
part. Where I went under?
Yeah, go do it again. We didn't catch that.
No.
Yeah, we missed that. Oh, there he goes. Hey. Oh. So how much time do we got left here? Because this is like seriously,
about a minute.
This is serious radio, you know,
we got
and
about
again,
a minute left.
It's great to have all these people watching on Facebook Live and on our YouTube again, Native Roots Radio, Facebook, and then also YouTube Native Roots Radio. And I think he's going to do it again and I'm going to put some bumper music to it.
Let's do it.
All right. There he goes. There he goes. There he goes. He's underneath. He's submerged. And he just came up. Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Victory. Hey, you're listening and watching Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. Up next, we have to talk more about this. You're listening to Native Roots Radio. Please stay with us. Ho-wah.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Native American Community Clinic, honoring health.
Hey, we are here with Nathan Wright, and he's in the car. He's all right. And we just did a witness to a cold water therapy and also the history of it, Nathan. Nathan, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Oh, cool. Hey, I want you to, before we let you go. Yeah, we can hear you. You're far, far away, but we can hear you. I want you to promote, again, what we talked a little bit about, what's coming up here with the water and what's happening with the Northwoods Nature Fest.
Sure. So, as you know, the last 3 years we've been doing the eviction in Mackinac City, and 2 years ago, it culminated. We had over 500 people that showed up, and it was a really awesome event, one of the largest events in northern Michigan for this, for that type of action. So we decided, you know, May was a little too early for a lot of things, so we decided to move it to a better, warmer month, and that month is now going to be June 17th, a Saturday. That's the main day. People are going to come in on Friday, you know, and then people are going to stay on Sunday, which is Father's Day, for some fun events that we're going to have. But everything is pretty much happening on June 17th, the Northwoods Nature Fest. So it's going to be a culmination of herbalists, environmentalists, and crafters, speakers, and musicians. And basically, the ideal behind this is that we want to kind of embed into a community and get people from the community to come in to learn about both the successes of environmental organizations that are around, but also to learn about the concerns of things that are a threat to our environment. And we feel this is the greatest way to build up allyship with these different organizations and their concern, and also to bring in the area community and beyond, because we have people from Canada that are, we actually have some Canadians that are on our group that are helping us out. So we're kind of just networking a little differently from the way we've done it before. And we're trying to more educational in a way that most people would understand. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We're not doing like real deep hardcore stuff that most water protectors already know and understand, whereas the average person might not, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so really excited about it. We're gonna have a guest speaker. Everything that we've heard from everybody, they really.
You know, we gotta have Nathan on again, and we just lost him. And I think, to me, that was amazing. And I like what Laurie had to say, respect and love to you, Nathan. Did you say you heard an eagle just fly going in? Maybe she dreamt it. Maybe, you know, we dream a lot. Well, Nathan, why don't we sign off, and then we're going to get you on the show again real soon and way prior to this event. But wow, I really appreciate you opening our eyes and our ears on in a good way about this water therapy, and good luck to you, and we're going to be talking to you real soon again, Nathan. Really good to see you again. And
well, good to see you. Thank you for having me, Robert, and I appreciate all that you do and the work that you do. And if you notice, my phone is shaking a little bit, so I'm just starting to warm back up here, unfreeze myself, so I'll work on that.
Excellent. Thank you, Nathan Wright. Really good to see you again. Wow. You guys, that was awesome, seriously. That was seriously awesome. Haley, what do you expect this kind of stuff? And you know, with your new job here, your new internship, your new working with Native Roots Radio, is this crazy or what?
I mean, you know, I was surprised to see that it did have Native roots to it. I wasn't, you know, I had never heard that was a Native thing before. Mm-hmm. And just kind of knowing that it is a great way to connect with nature and just feel connected to the earth also. But then Nathan's also raising awareness to a really great cause, and, you know, with the water and everything. So I'm curious to see, like, how did you get started doing this? How did you acclimate your body, and what are things that maybe our listeners could practice doing or kind of slowly start getting into that for their own healing?
Well, I don't know if Nathan can hear. Nathan can hear us still. Awesome.
Yeah. I'm connected, I think, to my Wi-Fi now because I'm back at the house.
Yeah, you sound good.
I started just by going in the water. Initially, I'm good?
Yeah.
Okay, so we started by, it was actually
You know, I think he mentioned this earlier too, Zoe and Haley, that he started really slow about this, and now he's been doing it for 3 years, so he kind of knows the MO. But again, the weather fooled them, because, you know, remember what was just less a couple of weeks ago here in the Twin Cities, it was 80 degrees and 88 on one day, and then the next day it was 37 degrees. So I think he was thinking that the water was going to be warming up quicker, and kind of alluded to that. Yeah. So
yeah, I just wanted to share some other things too, Robert, about the benefits of cold water therapy. I actually used to do this in high school when I was on the track team. We used to have a cold water bath, and so we'd all get in that after practice, and it really, really helped with exactly what Nathan was talking about. You know, reduce inflammation in your muscles. And so there was a study that was even conducted in 2011 that found that cyclists who completed intense training sessions had decreased soreness after they were immersed in cold water for 10 minutes. And so this is something that, you know, everyone can do. I've seen it become a lot more popular, especially amongst like younger folks and athletes doing this like every day. But there's also like mental benefits, of course, too. There's been some research to kind of show that this could actually help with depression and anxiety. There was one case study with a woman who experienced anxiety and depression since the age of 17. And she began doing cold water therapy at 24, and her symptoms decreased significantly. And so she was able to use this as a part of her medicine to heal her mental health. So lots of research actually into this exact thing right now. I'm pretty sure that like Scandinavian folks or Norwegian folks also do this, or at least in colder climates. I've seen a lot of other people do this, and especially like going from hot to cold, or like going to a sauna and then doing, you know, jumping in a cold lake. So lots of benefit. Helps also, like Nathan was talking about, fight illnesses and boost your immunity. So just a lot of benefits all. And of course, be careful to your doctor first.
Yeah.
If you have any worries, disclaimer, you know.
Absolutely. I feel like too, just going off what you said, talking about Native roots, and maybe it's not only Native Americans, but I know that this is taking ice baths is also important in, I think it's Finland. And I know Finland has been like one of the happiest places to live for like the past 5 years in a row or something like that. Wow. So, I mean, it says something. It's working.
Well, I know as a youngster, I used to see, Major League Baseball players just dunk their whole arm, pitchers dunk their whole arm into ice water. And like Nathan said earlier about inflammation and blood circulation and things like that. Nathan, can you hear us? We only got a couple more minutes in this segment. I'd love to hear you just give one more quick shout out about your event coming up and how our listening audience can support you.
Sure. So real quick, just to answer the question that I think we got cut off. I used to stick my face in the snow. I actually rolled myself in the snow. That's actually a practice that some still practice with putting their children. And I'm not suggesting that, but there's just watch online. There's some videos about people putting a little bit of snow on their babies. I'm not advocating that. I'm just saying that some people have done that. But I rolled in the snow a couple years ago. I just acclimated. It started with a ceremony that I did where I walked into the water up to my waist. And that's where this whole thing started at. Then we started going into the water, me and my friend Dan Hinman from Little Traverse Bay Man. And this was 3 years ago. So we got used to it. Yes, we went through a lot of different stages, the shaking stages when you first do it. But for most people, I would say just be very careful. You know, maybe just go in there with your feet at first, maybe your calves, but just don't jump in. I had a lady that did that once, and I told everyone not to do it, but she went ahead and jumped in. She's seen me and she's seen other people, and she thought, I'll just do it. She was shaking the whole day, so please don't do that. There's a gentleman out in California that told me he went into a pool. It was probably 50, 55. He said it was cold, but he enjoyed it. And that's that's maybe a better temperature. The temperatures I'm at right now are not recommended. Normally, when you get in the 40, 45 range. Now, the Northwoods Nature Fest, June 17th, great area, Indian River. It's actually an old waterway that would go from Petoskey all the way to Sheboygan. Indian River is kind of in the middle there, and that's why it's called Indian River. It was actually the I-75, which is our main highway here in Michigan. It was the I-75 for the canoes, the Gemons. They would travel. You could go there 300 years ago, any time of the day, like right now, you would see someone coming from Manitoulin Island over in Canada or someone heading there. And so 2 years.
Wow. What a great segment. And we lost Nathan again, but I'm glad we have our audience and you guys. I really liked Lori. Thank you for saying what an exciting, beautiful show. I really appreciate that output. And we have Wendy, Sacred Animal Section, coming up next. And you're listening to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. Stay with us.
Healing lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Go, go, go.
much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside, I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba.
Please be done.
Over.
Hi, this is Representative Sharice Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
Of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
How?
How?
Nice.
Hey. We got a segment here with Wendy, and I want to introduce my awesome, beautiful wife, Wendy. Take it away.
Hey, thanks, Robert. Hey, everybody. My name is Hanaji Hihani. That means cares for them. I was given that name by my Dega Curtis. Curtis goes by Mashke Hanajinga, which means walks on white clouds. I'm a humane policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States, and I work on animal issues on the local and state level, and it's always my pleasure to do that. Today, I just have a couple of things that I wanted to talk about. I talked last week about having squirrels in our neighbor's house, and we watched with horror about the people coming in and getting those squirrels, and Robert and I were really upset about that. And I just have a little article here that I read, and it's a picture of baby raccoons. And the baby raccoons are sitting in a little, nice little nest somewhere inside where it's nice and cozy. And what the article talks about is that it's really hard if the mother animal is removed, right, from that area and taken away, the babies will die. They don't know how to fend for themselves. They need their mother to take care of them. So what we ask you to do, if you know that a mother raccoon, or I think this goes for squirrels as well, make a lot of noise, make sure that the mom will need about 3 days to figure out a new nest. So while you're banging your pots and pans and playing loud music because you don't want her there, that's okay. It's not going to disturb the babies. The babies will be fine. But the mother's going to say to herself, you know what? This isn't a nice place after all, and I need to go look for another nest. So what she'll do is she'll leave the baby raccoons, or a mother squirrel will leave her baby squirrels in that area. It could be inside your roof, inside your attic, where you don't want them. But give them at least 3 days. Give the mom at least 3 days to get somewhere. She's going to find another nest because she does not want to. She doesn't want to be there with her babies, right? Because it's noisy, it's loud, and she will find another nest. So she needs 3 days to do that. And once she does that, she will take her babies one at a time, and she will move them to the new nest. So you don't need to trap them. And it won't cost you any money to do this, right? You don't have to charge. No one's going to charge you money to get these animals out. You're not going to be harming anybody. And it's going to save lives, and everyone wins. So that's what we want you to do. And we appreciate that. You know, Robert and I watched these squirrels be trapped in these traps on her roof. The squirrels were very upset. It was very hard to watch an animal, for me anyway, watch an animal literally suffer, right? The squirrel went into the trap and was trapped there. Was really scared, was trying to get out, was trying to claw its way out. It was crying. You could hear it kind of almost making it like a chirping noise. And then it got dark out, and then it started to rain, and it was horrible. It thundered and lightning, and all I could think of is this poor squirrel in this, you know, trap on top of the roof with no shelter. And it's, you know, an animal will go find shelter if the weather's bad. So anyway, the squirrel was dead the next day. So if you could just be patient, you know, there's lots of squirrels and raccoons and other, you know, possums, other animals having babies right now. So just want you to keep an eye out on that. Speaking of possums, this is something I did not know, and it's something I want to let you guys know also. So, you know, there's rules if you find a baby bunny or a baby squirrel and all that stuff. But here's the rule about if you find a baby possum. So many orphans can be left for a few hours to see if the mom comes back, right? But not possums. If you see a baby like this one in the yard and you look up a baby possum and you'll be able to see it, how cute they are, get it quickly in a little box or a pet carrier with a blanket and keep it warm. Mama possums can have up to 13 babies. And as they grow, they don't all fit in the pouch. So some of them ride on her back. And if something startles the mother, right, and she runs, one or two can fall off. But the mother doesn't know that she's lost one. She has so many. She doesn't really keep count of them, which I think is not good for nature to do that. I think nature should have given her instincts to know I have, oh, no, let me count how many I have. Oh, there's two missing. Let me go back and see where they are. But they don't do that, right? The mama doesn't know she's lost one. So please never leave one thinking that the mom will come back. But because possums don't do that. So that's good to know. I didn't know that. I saw another little picture here. It's kind of like a meme, and it's Mr. Rogers. For those of you who know Mr. Rogers, I grew up with Mr. Rogers in watching Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, right? But there's a picture of him hugging Coco the gorilla. So Coco the gorilla was a very famous gorilla, and there's a picture of Mr. Rogers hugging Coco, and it says, Coco the gorilla was a huge Mr. Rogers neighborhood fan. They used to let Coco watch Mr. Rogers on TV. And Fred Rogers, who played Mr. Rogers, took a trip to meet Coco for his show. Not only did she wrap her arms around him to embrace him, but she also proceeded to try to take off his shoes. This is something that Fred Rogers did at the start of every show. Do you remember that? He used to take off his shoes, and like take off his outside shoes and put his inside shoes on. So I thought that that was really something that Coco watched him do this all the time. And when she finally met him, she tried to take off his shoes. I love that story. A lot of you know that Robert and I took our godchildren to the circus. And this was a circus that we went to. It was the Canadian Royal International Circus. We saw it at the Mall of America here in Minneapolis. And they have no animals there. That's why we went, because we do not believe that animals should be in the circus or zoos for that matter. But there's a German circus. They're using holograms instead of live animals for a cruelty-free, magical experience, and it's very cool. So I think that this is awesome. You could also look this up and look at the holograms. The holograms really look like real animals. You could see elephants and horses and lions, and they're all holograms. So this is a German circus that's doing that, and I think that's fantastic. I think as we move along further into the future, we are seeing less animal cruelty, I think, because of social media, Facebook, and all the platforms that people get to voice their opinions about things. People are really learning more and more about how animals are cruelly treated, and they don't want to do that. They don't want to support. I don't want to support a circus that uses animals, any animals in it. So I just don't go to them. But, you know, we all speak and we all can vote with our dollars and how we spend our money. And I use a free app on my phone. I've talked about this before. It's called Cruelty Cutter, and you could scan the barcodes of merchandise that you buy at the store. A lot of cosmetics, I use it for mostly cosmetics because I want to make sure that the cosmetics that I'm buying are cruelty free. So this is a big subject that we talk about on the show. Our sacred animals are very important to us, and we need to help them as much as we can. So with that, Robert, back to you.
Everybody, thank you, Nathan Wright, for that unbelievable expedition. I can't even talk. I'm so excited. It was just a wonderful showing of some sacred kind of cold water therapy that I think we all need. So if you are listening to the show, you are part of the resistance. From Chief Plentycoops, the ground in which we stand on is sacred ground. It's the blood of our ancestors. We need to resist, divest.